announces all online degree programs. Yes, you can earn your AA through PhD degree all online. Study at your own pace. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info for the staff to reach out to you. Also, Conservative Theological University is offering free your first introductory online Bible course. You only pay for your textbooks. CTU provides the rest. Go to conservative.edu for more info. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you've joined us today. It's our prayer that you've tuned in to listen, to learn, and to be edified and encouraged in the Word of God. We're talking about today the I Am's of Jesus. Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. May I say to you, well, we'll look at the text, and we'll look at 3 or 4 of the I Am's of Jesus. There are dozens of them in the Scripture. There's about somewhere between 7 and 10 of the I Am's in the Gospel of John of the Lord Jesus speaking. We've just completed a moment ago, not completed, but discussed John 10:9, where Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, delivered eternally, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dr. Phelps, the door, as I would call it, provides the access to the pasture. And that's talking about the sustenance, the nourishment of salvation. And Jesus is the exclusive access and only way for salvation is through the Lord Jesus Christ. But in John 14:6, one of the verses that's real that you touched on earlier, in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me, but through me. No man comes to the Father except through me. Speak to that for a moment.
I'd like to call your attention to another time that Jesus spoke about the way. Mm-hmm. And that's in the book of Matthew, chapter 7. Jesus said, enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad the way that leads to destruction.
That's right.
And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few that be there be that find it. So he's talking about the entrance
way,
the entrance into eternal life, into salvation, is by the door. There's a door open, and that's for everyone, anyone who's willing to come. When he says, if any man, mm-hmm. that means if anyone. And God has not excluded anyone.
That's right.
Amen.
And there's a welcome sign on the door of salvation. So notice also what Jesus said in Matthew, there is a wide gate, there is a broad way that leads to destruction.
Right.
And so there's only one door, and we must enter by that door, and that door is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the entrance into the family of God.
Amen.
In John chapter 1 and verse 13, and 12 and 13, Jesus said that we come by way of the door and we must receive God's Son.
That's right.
We must make a decision to receive Him, receive God's way of salvation, and you will enjoy everlasting life.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And in the 10th chapter of John, and I'm not reading it, so I'll paraphrase it, he said it's the thief that comes in another way, not by the door. Break through and steal, et cetera, et cetera. And I think we need to have a little better understanding of that in the modern culture, especially in the culture of our churches today, where there's the mindset, evidently the mindset, that says we're going to entertain you, we're going to do anything with a show in order to get you to come through our doors and hear our message. And it's like Franklin Graham called it, progressive Christianity. And I think it's time we get back to the truth of thus saith the word of God. Dr. Davis, elaborate on it a little further, that John 14:6 in particular, where it says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. And the is not, he didn't say, I am a way, I am a truth, I am a life. But it's very, very, very exclusive. The way, the truth, the life. Elaborate on that some for our listeners.
You know, if we can keep, just tie that right on in with the door, let me take this all the way back to the beginning. If I can go to the book of beginnings called Genesis.
Yes.
Chapter 6. When God commanded Noah to build the ark, he told him how to build it and what to build it with. Genesis chapter 6, verse 16. This speaks about the way. This speaks about the door. This speaks about the entrance into salvation and that being the only way. Genesis 6, 16. Here's what the Lord said. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door. He didn't say many doors.
Singular. The door.
He said, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. Then, when you go to Genesis chapter 7, verse 16, he said, and they that went in, going back to what Dr. Phelps said, God gave an open invitation for everyone. Yes. Everybody had a chance to come into the ark, but they didn't go because they didn't believe.
That's right.
So everyone that went in through the way that God provided were saved from judgment by the flood, because he said, and they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. The Lord shut the door.
That's right.
After they went in, and everyone found salvation. So to tie that in with, I am the way, the truth, and the life, the reason why it's said like that is because he is the only way.
Right.
Exclusive. He is the only truth, not a source of the truth. Because I hear you say it on the radio every day. The people in this generation that we're living in now say that there are many versions of the truth.
Right.
But truth, coming from the scripture, amen, this is the source. It's not a resource. It is the source of all truth.
Amen. Absolutely.
And if that truth is based upon the word, then guess what? You can be set free when you come to know the truth.
Absolutely.
Because he said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Dr. Phelps?
Many people today are deceived regarding these things we're discussing today. A man told me one time he thought that the way of salvation and being saved is like going to Jacksonville from this place or that. There are many ways to get there, he said. And that's the deception. Many people are so deceived, they do not know this great truth we're trying to emphasize here. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only Savior that God has provided.
Right.
It's in
right.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
No other way other than the way. I just made a little footnote to that in my Bible that simply says Jesus is the exclusive, the way.
Amen.
There's not many ways to God, not many paths to God, not many doors to God. Jesus is the way, the door, the path for eternal life. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. If you have any questions in relationship to the centrality of biblical truth, we'd love to talk with you today. Perhaps you've got a question that relates not directly to the I Ams of the Lord Jesus, but something in relationship to how does a person get saved, what does a person need to do to be saved, any of the questions in that realm, biblical, theological, doctrinal questions, be delighted to address them for you as we speak about Jesus Christ being the exclusive way, the exclusive truth, the exclusive life for eternality. Go ahead, Dr. Phelps.
A little further information about the way many churches mislead people today by telling them, now you have to be baptized and join the church if you want to go to heaven. And that idea is instilled in many people's minds today because they think that's the truth. But we find the truth from the Bible itself. And the Bible tells us that it's in a person, not in a building or not in a program and not in a denomination. It's not becoming a Baptist. It's not becoming a Methodist. It's not becoming a Episcopalian or whatever. It's becoming a child of God by receiving and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ personally, making him your Savior, your Lord, and your King.
No other way but that way. No other way but one way. And Jesus Christ is the way and the truth. Speak to that for a moment, Dr. Davis. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth. Looks like to me, based on what we're seeing in society today, everybody's got his own truth. Everybody's, even when it comes down to doctrinal, theological, biblical truths, it seems that every denominational dogma will have their own little bent, leaning direction on what is truth. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, the centrality. So when we're talking about Jesus being truth, what are we really talking about there? About Jesus Christ being the truth?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, when we consider world religions and cults, and I taught that here, they are all based on a version of the truth. The people who are generating the lies behind the information contained in those cults and religious organizations know that they have to go to the Bible in order to attract anyone's attention to make them feel like they are getting the truth. But what they do, they distort the truth by adding their own ideas and their thoughts into it.
That's right.
And therefore, they make it a works-based salvation.
That's right.
When there's nothing that we could ever do so good to obtain salvation, because the Bible tells us by grace you are saved through faith and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, so that no man can boast.
Right.
So when we come to know the truth of the scriptures based on faith, receiving Christ Jesus by faith, his righteousness, his finished work out on Calvary's cross. I wasn't there when he died, but I believe he did it.
Amen.
And when I read the scriptures, amen, that gives me the more inspiration to believe everything that God has said about his son, because when he filled me with his spirit, the spirit also bears witness to the word.
That's right.
So guess what? I have someone to guide me in the truth, which is the Holy Spirit, because he is the spirit of truth.
Amen. Right. Amen. I like that.
So now, I can't be deceived so long as I'm letting the spirit of truth lead me. Now, I have to follow him. If I sidestep him and get in my own way, yes, I can be deceived. But as long as I'm following the spirit of truth, amen, I can't be deceived.
That's
so
right.
Then again, getting back to the way, the truth, and the life. If we learn and know and understand that Christ is the way to God, the only way, he is the only truth, because the scriptures are based on him. When we go to St. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. And the disciples said, we beheld him, we saw him. As the only begotten Son of God. And he was full of grace and truth.
Amen.
Man, that
Amen.
Makes me happy right now.
That's right.
Praise God.
That's right.
That makes me happy because this man was full of grace and
right.
truth.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, my cup's running over now.
Amen.
Amen. From that grace and truth, amen, by him being full. Mm-hmm. And if we allow our cup to be full of that grace and truth, when we start spreading this word to other people that don't know God, I was saying this to some young men last night, amen, I want my cup to run over and spill over on you so you can come to know
Absolutely.
This great man is your Lord and Savior.
I like that. Absolutely.
Praise God. Amen.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about.
One little final footnote on this particular I am before we make a transition to I am the vine, the Lord Jesus speaking about, but I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I just made a little footnote when it says the life. I made a note, the only source of real life, eternal life, everlasting life, is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
John 3:16. Dr. Phelps, what do you say?
Well, one of the passages of Scripture is found in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6, that I think we need to discuss in connection with Jesus and the truth and the one way, the one door to everlasting life. And that's in Christ. Ephesians 1:6 says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the Beloved. God welcomes us and accepts us into his family, into his presence, because of our connection with Christ. As I would like to express it, whenever I came to know the Lord as my personal Savior, I established a connection with him. The Scriptures uses the word begotten, or the word quickened, which means made alive.
Amen. Amen.
And those are words that describe our union with Christ. We must have a living connection with Christ by faith in order to be accepted in the presence of God. Let me give you an illustration. When I was in the sixth grade, I had a good friend and buddy. And one time he had invited me to come to his home and stay all night. I had not done that very often, but I felt welcome. I just went with him, and when we got home to his home, his mother opened the door and says, come in. And that was a welcome into that home.
Yes.
That's what it's like when we come to this matter of finding a door, an entrance. God welcomes us into his presence because of his Son,
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Amen. That makes a good transition to John 15:5. I'll read it, then we'll talk about it. Jesus said, I am the vine, the branches, ye are the branches. He that abideth, that means to constantly dwell in, me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit.
Amen.
For, it's the little Greek word, gar, because without me, ye can do some things. Didn't say that, did it? Ye can do nothing. So when we enter that door, enter that pathway for Jesus Christ for eternal life, we become grafted into the vine. We are the branches. Now, I like to make an illustration with that. Horticulturists that talk about grafting a vine, a branch, onto a vine. And many times that graft does not take. The branch falls away. It doesn't produce any fruit. The scripture where Jesus says, I am the vine, ye, believers, are the branches. Dr. Phelps, speak to that for a moment, where it talks about that ye are the branches. Jesus is the vine, and he that abideth. What does that word abide mean? And what should we understand about the Christian life, evidence of the Christian life? What's the evidence of really being born again based on this text?
Bearing fruit. In that chapter, in John chapter 15, the word abide is used quite often. It's so translated in our King James Bible to mean that we dwell in him.
Mm-hmm.
We find life in him, and he becomes our life.
That's right.
He becomes, he's that life-giving source that gives us then the ability to produce fruit. Actually, when we produce fruit, it's His work through us
that's
bringing forth that fruit. And that's so related to what I said previously. We must have life in Him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not our life. It's His life. Paul says something like that when he says, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live.
That's right.
Yet not I, but Christ that lives in me.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Christ who lives in us that produces that fruit through the Spirit of God.
Amen.
So the word abide is a good Bible word we need to have an understanding about. Sometimes it's used to mean dwell. Sometimes it means to stay or continue. And the King James Bible is very efficient and eloquently has translated it correctly. Many of the new versions change the Bible. And so that doesn't mean what God intended. But we need to allow the truth of the Word of God. We need to use a reliable version of the Scriptures, and then we will know the truth. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, by the way, that word continue is the same word, mm-hmm. same Greek word, that's translated abide.
Abide, same thing.
If you abide in my word, stay in the word, and you'll know the truth.
That's right, absolutely. Dr. Davis says, I look at this verse, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth constantly dwells in, stays in me, and I in him, the same. So what does it mean, the same? The where I abide and you abide. The word abide. If we abide in him, he's abiding in us, and as a result of that, we will bear much fruit. And I just want our listeners to understand, the true vine is the Lord Jesus Christ. The true vine is not a denomination.
Amen.
The true vine is not a denominational dogma. The true vine is not the woke philosophy today. The true vine is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the vine produces life for the branches. So what do we have? What does this connote to us? In me and I in him, the same beareth much fruit. For God, because without me, you can do nothing. What is it talking about? Without the vine, we can do nothing. Explain that a little for our listeners.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, we have to learn, first of all, if you are listening today and you are not in Christ Jesus, you haven't even begun to live until you come to Jesus.
Right. Absolutely.
Amen.
Because without him, you ever heard of the movie? I haven't seen it. I don't like things that's outside of Christ. But I heard so many people tell me about the movie Dead Man Walking.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you are.
That's right.
You're just a dead man walking
mm-hmm.
without Jesus Christ, and you don't have eternal life, not the eternal quality of life that He has for you, abiding on the inside because you're not connected to Him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you get connected, then you become one.
That's right.
With him. And the same blood source, the blood life that runs through the veins of the Son, now runs through you because you are connected to him.
You got it. The branch is connected to the vine. And very, very clear, the scripture says, isn't it? Jesus speaking, and without me, you can do nothing.
Amen.
And yet, there are a lot of folks today, denominationally speaking, they're having all kind of show, all kind of signs, all kind of shine, show and shine, all kind of programs that trying to gin up spirituality, trying to make it look as though the numbers, nickels, and noses are indicative of real salvation, real spirituality. Jesus points out that real spirituality, real salvation, produces fruit. And I emphasize that for our listeners because if there's no fruit being produced, there's the high possibility that that branch is not connected, grafted into the vine.
Amen.
That produces the life, the life's blood that produces the fruit. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the I Ams of Jesus. We've got just a few more moments, so I want us to talk about in these last few moments, Dr. Phelps and Dr. Davis, John 8:12, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have light of the light of life. Speak to that a minute, Dr. Phelps, and then Dr. Davis.
When Jesus spoke these words and in the presence of John, he recorded that in the Gospel of John and also in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 through 7. The word light is a word that's used often than of Christ in that first chapter of John. He is the light of the world. He brought light and illumination concerning the truth to us. God's word is light, and he gives life, not only life, but light to those who follow him.
Yes. Amen.
He lights my path. Mm-hmm. He shows me how to live, how to walk, or how to serve. He is the light of the world. But many of us have, and perhaps even many who are listening today, are walking in darkness. Mm-hmm. And that's a way of saying in the Bible that we're walking in fellowship with God, walking in his light,
right,
and his direction. When we walk in darkness, that means we're walking apart from God, away from God, in the wrong direction.
Wrong direction.
Amen.
And we'll stumble and fall into darkness.
Amen.
Dr. Davis, wrap us up. We've got about a minute on the broadcast. Continue our thought about Jesus saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness,
he said,
but shall walk
also
in the light of life.
Praise God. In 2 John chapter 1, verse 4, said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Amen.
He'll light up your world if you come to him. Praise God. And then when you go down to verse 9, he said, amen, that was the true light,
mm-hmm,
which lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
That's
amen.
Right.
So you know what? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
That's what makes people happy when they can see. And then when you talk about the fruit is your works.
Right.
Amen. You got to bring forth good works, amen, to the people out there that's walking in darkness to let them see that there is a way, there is the way, and Christ Jesus is that way. Come on and get in this way with me today.
Amen.
Praise
only Jesus,
God.
Only Jesus can produce the true light of the world.
Amen.
And anything outside of Jesus is darkness. And the problem is so many today are walking in darkness.
Amen.
Not in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.